Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome to Long-Term Care Radio. I'm Brian Ott. Alongside me is Madeline Lutch.
Good morning.
Wow, special. First off, just want to say thank you to everybody that came to our class yesterday. That was a great turnout.
Yeah, and people, I mean, I'm always amazed. They come from so far away to drive in for this. So I really appreciate all the people that drove from like Fox Island and stuff like that to come in.
Oh, yeah. And we have people from, you know, just all over that come to these classes. And again, if you're new to this show, we talk about classes. We try to do a couple classes every single month, and we'll update you on these new ones coming up here, because that was the last one for June, believe it or not, mm-hmm. was yesterday.
And we're getting into July.
June is over. So here we come up on July 4th weekend. It's coming around the corner. So, but we do have some new ones going up on the calendar for July, so we will talk about that as well, too. You know, and what we're going to talk about today, I think a lot of people from the class, one of the questions we always get is, you know, where do I have to go to get my long-term care insurance to work?
Yeah. And do I have to move somewhere?
Yeah. I think a lot of people forget that the vast majority of people start their long-term care journey in their own home. And so it's a matter of, I have to go to a nursing home. Do I have to go to an assisted living? That's what people are thinking. They're in their mm-hmm. class, right? I've got to go somewhere else to get this insurance. The truth is that long-term care insurance starts in the home for most people. However, just like my grandmother, she started her journey in her own home. After about a year and a half of that, she then decided to move to an assisted living facility. And so what I want to spend some time on today is talking about the different types of facilities that are available out there for people to move in. And I think when we look at a facility, a long-term care facility is different than a adult community. So there's mm-hmm. an active adult community. Like I live out by Trilogy Golf Course. And so that's a 55 or older community. And federal law actually allows for two types of age-restricted housing communities. One is 55 or over, which means basically 80% of the residents have to be over age 55. Mm-hmm. And so they try to keep it at that guideline, but you will still see maybe some grandkids living there, or maybe a 45-year-old and a 55-year-old or something like that. But that's one of the active housing communities. The second one is a 62 or over, a 62-plus community, and that requires everybody in the community to be over age 62. Now, the thing about that, there's also, you know, there's board and care homes, and there's independent living communities, and a lot of people think about this, even co-housing arrangements, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm going to move in with another family. But those, in general, do not provide any formal caregiving services. And I think that is the big difference that we want to remember when we're talking about what is a facility when we're talking about long-term care. The main difference in a long-term care facility, and there's a wide variety of those, and we will go over those, is that they're going to include some kind of formal caregiving services.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the
big staff difference. Available for it.
That's right. So we're going to spend some time talking about that and just clearing that up. Now, again, the vast majority of people are going to start out at home, but it might get to that point, like my grandma said, is like, I'm going to get a better quality of life if I move into this assisted living facility, because now I have the 24/7 care there versus bringing people in on a regular schedule. So it just depends on what the long-term care event is.
And it's important to know that your long-term care insurance follows you wherever you move.
That's such a valid point, because, again, it's not about a location. It's really more of the fact that it's an event. I could be living with my kids and still activate a long-term care plan.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get into that, though, let's talk about some of these classes coming up in July. Our first one is on Saturday, July 20th. That's a 10 a.m. kickoff.
Actually, that's a 9 a.m.
Oh, that's a 9 a.m. kickoff.
Saturday.
I'm sorry, you're right. You're right. We'll have that up on our website.
Yeah, so Saturday, July 20th at 9 a.m., that's our regular long-term care planning class. That's basically our 101 class. It's a really good way to just get things started. If you're curious about long-term care, how it works, come to this class.
Yeah, we're going to go over what's covered, where it pays for care, how you trigger a plan, how those plans actually pay you back. And then we're also going to have a, you know, just break down to the different types of programs, traditional, asset-based hybrid type of plans, even talk a little bit about some of the critical care policies and the different types of policies that are out there. And then following Monday, we're going to have on July 22nd, that's a 10 a.m. start. That's a Monday. That's an asset-based class. That's the same class that we just had yesterday.
Yeah, that's the one that we go through all of these newer programs that we always talk about on the radio, the asset-based, the plans that pay you back.
Yeah. And so you hear those ads. You're going to hear Dory talking about that. You know, for the people that maybe have close to or more than $1 million of assets saved up, we use that as a general term. That doesn't mean if I have $500,000 of assets saved, I can't do an asset-based class. But really, the asset-based class is going to be focused on the people that are planning on self-insuring because they've been told they have enough money. We're going to show you a more efficient way to take care of that. We're going to show you about these, you know, what happened with the Pension Protection Act, how we got these new rules where we can get some tax advantages on setting up the plan, and also all those benefits come back tax-free. But at the end of the day, all the asset-based plans have one thing in common. They're going to pay us back whether we use them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, folks, everybody would insure everything in their life that way if we could do it. And so that's what's wonderful about these programs. And so that's where we focus on that class. Again, the asset-based class is really aimed at the people that are planning on self-insuring. And then, this is exciting, we're going to have a class on the 31st. That's Wednesday, July 31st. And again, all this information will be on our website at 525longtermcare.com. But the Wednesday, July 31st, that's going to be a 10 a.m. kickoff. That is going to be very limited. We're going to limit that to just a handful of seats because this is going to be a special asset-based class using qualified funds or using what we call retirement accounts to fund your plan in a tax-efficient way. This is one of our most popular plans. In fact, we do more of this than any agency in the country
mm-hmm.
because it's just such a great, efficient way. And a lot of advisors struggle on how to set these plans up. They don't understand the rules. And it's really quite simple once you have the plan set up. But in a nutshell, you're going to come in and roll some money over out of an IRA or a 401k, put it into one of these asset-based plans. You get to spread the taxes out over 10 years, and you can have an unlimited benefit for long-term care. And if you never used a plan, you get all the money back, same thing. It's just an efficient way to use your money. And for those people that are coming up on age 70, guess what? At 70 and a half, the year you turn 70 and a half, you have to take out what we call required minimum distributions. So that means we're taking money out of our retirement account on a regular schedule. The government says it's time to start spending that money down that you've been saving. We're going to show you how to reposition a chunk of that money, spread out the taxes over 10 years so it doesn't count as a distribution, and get a lifetime benefit. And we can actually do it for two people. So if we have a husband and wife, we can use one IRA and cover both people for long-term care. So that's going to be a special class on July 31st. And again, that one is very limited. So this mm-hmm. is aimed at people that the vast majority of your money or the funding source would come from a retirement account, an IRA or a 401k. So look for all that information, again, on our website at 525longtermcare.com. So we're going to head into our first break. And when we come back, I want to get into the different types of long-term care facilities that are available. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything. And it seemed like they were very knowledgeable.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
Just way apart, you know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure, just, you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors, and I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living. And she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. Yeah. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I say, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in on this nice Saturday morning. So you just heard an ad there from with Dory and one of our clients, Steve, and you know, we've got a little thing on our website on the homepage that is top-rated local.
Yeah, and it's kind of a badge. You can also click on the reviews button, but you can click on the top-rated local badge. It's just in the right bottom-hand corner.
Yep.
And, yeah, you click on that, and it pulls up all of our verified reviews from our actual clients.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that you just want to put, you know, just read through some of those, because like we always say this, what people will really talk about on there is that they're relieved.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have peace of mind.
Yeah, I always say this, that there is no perfect plan. I don't know if you need $6,000 a month or $8,000 or $10,000 or $3,000, but we know that if you have a meaningful plan in place, it's going to mitigate that risk. It's going to protect you. It's going to be a gift to your family. Trust me, it's going to be the biggest benefit, I think, right there, is that your family is now going to have this 800 number that has these professionals on the other end that know how to handle a long-term care situation.
And advocate for them.
That's right. And so it's just a matter of, you know, having that plan, looking at what people are saying. They're saying, hey, I'm relieved. And so go through on our website, read about that. And there's lots of information on our website about the programs and different plans. And our classes, again, are always set up right there on the homepage, so you can sign up for one of those classes that we were just talking about. So today, I want to get into the different types of facilities, because I think here's what people don't understand is long-term care insurance is not medical insurance. They're not trying to figure out, like, how to keep you from spending X amount of money per month.
And there's no such thing as networks.
So they are just simply saying, hey, you have a monthly amount of money that you can spend, and that can cover services that you bring into the home, or it can also cover services in a facility. The difference is if I'm at home and I bring one of these caregiving services into the home, that's what the long-term care insurance is going to pay for. But I'm still paying for basically my taxes, the maintenance on the house, you know, my food, the laundry, all that kind of stuff, right? I've still got to get all that stuff done. And I can pay for some of the light housekeeping work through long-term care insurance, so they can do the light housekeeping and the cleaning, but I'm still doing the maintenance. I'm still doing the landscaping. I'm still paying the taxes. Now, if I move into a facility, now all of a sudden long-term care insurance pays for those services, for all the custodial services that the caregivers were providing you, but they're also going to pay for things like your, you know, cable television,
your
and the food and
yeah.
the rent and the laundry service, and all that stuff is included. So the whole point is, what are the different types of facilities out there? I don't think people understand that there's a wide variety of facilities out there. So I just want to go over some of those and kind of explain the difference and why somebody might pick one type of facility over the other. And I want to start at the top of the list that I think a lot of people forget about. It's adult daycare.
Yeah.
These are facilities that are designed to really – we had a coworker that was doing this. Dad lived with her, and she still had her job, so she would drop Dad off in the morning, and they had activities there. They had places where you could go lay down and rest.
He loved it.
They had all kinds of stuff going on. It's like a big community center type of thing, adult daycare. But it's also designed for people that a lot of people that go to the adult daycare maybe have cognitive issues, so they're not really safe on their own. But they can still participate in games. They can still do things. They can enjoy movies. They can even read books, whatever it is. So an adult daycare is a facility that long-term care will pay for. So if I'm dropping mom off for 8 hours because I'm working Monday through Friday and then picking her up, that gives me some freedom to be able to carry on my career and do what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so adult daycare is number one. A second thing that people often see out there is adult family homes. This is going to be a smaller facility, maybe 5 to 6 people in the state of Washington is what we're kind of limited to in an adult family home. And this is where you're going to have somebody there 24/7, but the people live in more of a community type of, like, kind of like, you know.
It's much more homey and comfortable.
Yeah, like a co-housing arrangement, only this provides the long-term care services. And so this is very common in our area, and you're seeing adult family homes pop up all over just in regular neighborhoods. And so a lot of people like those because there might be a location that's just a few blocks away, so the people are still in their neighborhood. They're still in their community.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that an adult family home is covered by long-term care insurance. The next step up, I would say, would be assisted living facilities. And this is where my grandmother moved to. So an assisted living facility will be, you know, maybe a small one, 25, 30 people in there, but all the way up to several hundred rooms. And it can be a lot of the assisted living facilities will go from a studio apartment to a one-bedroom to a two-bedroom. I've even seen some that have three-bedroom apartments available in assisted living. So assisted living is more of an apartment-like structure in most cases, but then you're going to have some community areas. A lot of them will have theaters. They're going to have restaurants. My grandmother's had a swimming pool, had a library. They had Friday night social. They had Sunday night dinners for the family. And so it's just more the – you have your own space. A lot of them will even have kitchenettes in the rooms. Depending on your ability, you might want to still cook some meals in there. My mother-in-law right now lives in one in Bellevue that she has a full kitchen. It's just a full apartment. So there's a wide range of assisted living facilities out there. And again, once I move into the assisted living facility, my long-term care insurance covers the entire bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not based on how much I need, right? I've triggered my plan because I can't do 2 out of 6 ADLs. But I get that doesn't say, well, we're only going to pay a certain percentage of that apartment. It will pay for the whole amount. So if I have $10,000 a month, I can spend $10,000 in an assisted living out of my long-term care insurance.
Yeah, you get to choose. They're not going to say, well, you can only have one bedroom because you're just one person.
That's right. And that's why we talk about long-term care planning. It's a quality of life, okay? So down the road, do I want the bare bones minimum, or do I want to stay at the Motel 6, or do I want to stay at the Ritz-Carlton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I've got this larger long-term care benefit, they don't say that you can only spend $2,000 a month on care. You can spend up to your full monthly benefit. That's the advantage of long-term care. So assisted living facilities vary widely for between inexpensive ones to very nice ones in downtown locations. So there's a great a lot of options and a lot of choices. And a lot of people go out, like my grandmother looked at several and then decided on the one that she wanted. And she really liked it. It was a good location. It was close to the family. And that's why she picked that. And then we also have the other things that let's talk about a little bit for, like, continuing care retirement communities, what they call CCRCs. I'm going to come back to that in just a second and break that down, because there are several different ways you get into one of those. The other thing that long-term care insurance pays for, of course, is nursing homes. I think most people know that. It was used to be called nursing home insurance, and a lot of people still think I have to go to a nursing home. But very few people with long-term care insurance ever end up in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, it's maybe like my grandmother the last couple months of her life, when she was past the needs that the facility could, assisted living facility could provide for her. She needed more care. So that's when she ended up in the nursing home. And then there's special memory clinics. And these special memory clinics are really designed for people that maybe have a cognitive issue that are still very physically fit, and so they maybe have to have more staff on board to manage those people to keep them from getting out. You know, the worst case scenario on a special memory is a 60s or a 50-year-old male that's still physically fit that can, you know, push his way through and stuff, right? So a lot of those special memory clinics are designed for that, and also people that have severe cognitive issues. You'll see some of those where that's just all they have in these places, what we call a special memory clinic. Long-term care will pay for that as well, too. But let's just go back real quick. Continuing care communities, these are communities where you can move into independently, and then they're going to continue your level of care from assisted living all the way up to skilled nursing. And I think what people need to understand about these is that there's a lot of different models on these. Like a type A has an entrance fee, and then it's going to have a monthly fee that they generally will guarantee. So they'll say it's $5,000 a month once you trigger a need for care, and that doesn't matter if it's assisted living and it goes all the way up to skilled nursing. We're not going to raise the fees on you. There'll probably be an annual inflation cost of inflation adjustment, so it'll go up a little bit. But as a general rule, you're not paying for special services. It's a flat fee you pay to get into that. There's fewer and fewer of those available out there, the type A continuing care retirement centers. They also have type B, C, which both basically type B and both type C, you're going to pay an entrance fee for. But what's going to happen on a type B is they're going to say, we're going to give you a discount on higher levels of care. So if you start out as just assisted living, but then you need to go to skilled nursing, we're going to give you a discount on that based on the contract, the language in the contract. And level C, you're going to pay an entrance fee to get in. And then you're going to pay market rate for the higher level of care. They're not going to give you a discount. So maybe you pay a little bit less to get in, but you're going to pay a higher fee. And then they have a type D, which is no entrance fee, but basically the people pay monthly fees that increase with the market and with the level of service. So that's going to be more kind of like an assisted living type of facility, the way they finance that one. And then lastly, the last model is what we call an equity model. An equity model is where you pay, you buy into the place, and then when you move out of care, they will sell your unit. You actually have some equity in that, and then fees are going to be based on the level of service. So long-term care will pay for those fees in any of the continuing care centers. They're not going to pay for the entrance fee, but they will pay for those monthly fees that you need care. So that is something, if you're in a type A, we know it's $5,000 a month with a 2% increase. We can sit there and set you up with $5,000 a month and a 2 or 3% inflation rider. We know that your long-term care benefit then will pay all of those fees for you. So we're going to head into our second break here real quick. And when we come back, we've got a client of the week. So stick around. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Their classes coming up in July, Saturday the 20th and Monday the 22nd. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are, the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. 888-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks again for tuning in. You know, we've got several classes coming up in July, and you're going to hear the ads coming. July 20th is our first class. That's a 9 a.m. kickoff. That's a Saturday. The following Monday, we have an asset-based class, which is on Monday the 22nd at 10 a.m. And again, that is kind of more aimed at the people that are planning on self-insuring long-term care. We want you to come learn about these new programs and why they make sense. And then we have a very special class on Wednesday the 31st. We did one of these last year, and we're going to start doing more of these because there's been some product changes, which I think are just making it even better now.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have is we have these new asset-based plans where we can use retirement accounts to fund it, and we can spread the taxes out over 10 years. And we can count that distribution now towards our required minimum distributions. So in a nutshell, on that class, what I'm going to teach you is if you're age 70, you're going to have to take money out of your retirement account. You don't have to take any more out by setting up one of these plans. What we're doing is we're repositioning some of that money. We're still pulling that money out every year over 10 years. That lump sum, we're just spreading out the distribution for 10 years. You get to count it as required minimum distribution. So that special class, it's going to be limited. I'm going to keep that a lot smaller because we usually get a lot more questions on that type of class.
And it goes pretty in-depth, yeah.
Yeah, and people want to wrap their minds around that. So that's going to be a much smaller class than the other two. But you can sign up for all that at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. So this is a part of the show where we go into a client of the week and how we designed a plan for them. And as you always say, Madeline, that's like we're designing a plan for you. It's your plan.
Yeah, it's unique to each person's individual situation.
So we've been talking about different types of facilities. What happens if I move out of my home? What does long-term care insurance pay for? So if you missed the beginning of the show, you can always go back to our website and grab the podcast. That's usually, you know, uploaded by noon or so.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you know, there's all these different variations of assisted living facilities out there. And the client that came to us this week, Joan, who is 67 years old, they live in a continuing care retirement community, so a CCRC. They had what we call a type A. So that was a buy-in where they bought in and they get a guaranteed level charge fee to basically cover all their long-term care costs, which means it can go from the assisted living facility all the way up to the skilled nursing. Now, why these kind of facilities are so attractive is because if I've got a husband that's maybe at more advanced stages than me and needs to go to the nursing home, I can still stay in the assisted living, or I can stay in the independent living section if my husband is in the assisted living, but we're still in the same community.
Mm-hmm.
We're still right down the hall from each other, so to speak. They kind of build them like a campus. Well, this is where Joan had moved into, and her husband, he had a very small long-term care plan already through a job that he had. But what he had was a pension. So he had enough on his pension that his pension and Social Security and everything would cover that fee when he triggers a long-term care event. What she was worried about is if he passes away, what would happen? That pension is going to be basically cut substantially.
Mm-hmm.
And so she says, you know what, I would like to fill in that gap to be able to pay for the service fees in the CCRC that I live in. So that's that $5,000 a month that they're going to be charging with the small inflation, whatever the number was. So we came back in and we looked at her situation and I said, you know, this is brilliant because there is a plan out there right now that's going to allow you to set up 6 years of long-term care coverage with one single deposit. And that's what she did. She just took a single deposit, took $100,000 out of a CD that they had, and they deposited it with the insurance company. Now, here's what Joan's going to get out of this. Joan's going to get $5,221 a month for 6 years out of this long-term care. So think about that. That's $376,000, basically, of long-term care insurance off of a $100,000 deposit. Now, with these asset-based plans, this is what we're really trying to stress here, is that she doesn't lose this money. If she ends up not using the money at all, then $125,000 goes back to the estate, and that is in the form of a tax-free death benefit. So she put $100 in, $125 comes back, but the estate does not have to pay any taxes on that money. That's considered, IRS says, you know what, that's a death benefit. We're going to let her have that tax-free, or the kids, or the estate, whoever inherits that. But here's what's neat about this plan as well, too. It also has a guaranteed minimum death benefit of $25,000. Now, think about this. Joan goes on claim. She spends all $375,000 in her long-term care policy, and then she passes away. The estate is still going to get $25,000 back. That is what we call the funeral fund, so to speak. She doesn't need to go out and buy burial insurance or anything else because she's got it. She's got this $25,000. It goes to the estate. The estate can use it for whatever they want. This is what we call a guarantee, that in the sense that I'm putting $100 in, it doesn't matter what's going to happen. Someone's still going to get $25,000 back. But, oh, by the way, I could use $375,000 tax-free for long-term care. Now, the beauty of this plan as well, too, is this plan pays a cash reimbursement plan. So right now, they are in the CCRC. They're planning on staying there. But with the cash benefit, Joan can use that money to pay for whatever she wants. She can pay a family member to come in and provide care for, or she can use it to pay for the long-term care costs. All she knows is that should she trigger long-term care, she's got this pension that's going to kick on and pay $5,200 a month for a minimum of 6 years. If she's using less than $5,200 a month, the policy is just going to last longer for her. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about this. But these are the kind of things that I just love, because they were in a position where they kind of, they had a pretty much a set cost on what long-term care would cost. That's the advantages of the CCRC model. I'm going to buy into that plan, and then they say, okay, we're only going to charge you $4,000 or $5,000 a month if you need long-term care. And you only pay that if you need long-term care. And it doesn't matter if you just need a couple hours a day or you end up all the way up to skilled nursing. So you're going to get the level of care you need at a predictable price.
And
so
that budgetable
you can,
price.
That's right,
yeah.
That you can budget for. And that is the big difference on these plans, that depending where I'm living, if I'm in my home, I don't know how much I'm going to be spending on long-term care. But if I move into a CCRC, I know I signed a contract and it says I'm not going to pay more than X amount a month, regardless of the level of care that I need. And again, that's a type A CCRC facility. There's a wide variety of continuing care centers, and that's not really our expertise. We don't provide that housing. We provide the insurance, but I just want you to be aware of some of these different advantages. And the advantage here for Joan is she just has that peace of mind, mm-hmm. right? Her husband's going to be kind of covered, but if he like suddenly has a stroke and dies, she's going to lose pension income. She's got enough Social Security. They've got the housing costs covered because they bought into this existing plan where they took the type A CCRC, so they purchased into that. They know what she can budget for, but what she's worried about is, what if I need some extra cash and my husband's pension is gone? Now she's going to have a source of money now to pay for those long-term care costs. So that's just one of the hundreds of different designed plans that we can do out there for somebody. And that's what you're going to learn at one of our classes. You're going to come in like the asset-based class. It's not an asset-based plan. There are dozens. And not only are there dozens of different plans, there's a lot of different ways that we can fund them. This particular plan, Joan just put $100,000 into it, but you could also pay that over 5 years. You could pay it over 10 years if you're a little bit younger. It just depends on your age. Most of these carriers give us a lot of different options on how to fund them. This was a no-brainer for her because she had $100,000 sitting in a CD, and she thought, well, that's really what that money was there for anyway, was to pay this monthly long-term care cost. And so she's going to trade in basically 20 months of long-term care coverage out of that $100,000, and she's going to get 60 months.
Yeah, so leverage it up.
That's exactly right. And she's not going to lose that money. Quite frankly, if you think about that, if she dies, the estate gets $125,000 back. That's probably going to compete with her CD over the next 10 years, because the CDs just aren't paying much interest at all. So again, great way to do it. You can see lots of examples on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. We're going to head into our next break here. And when we come back, I've got a question of the week from James up in Bellingham. So stick around. We'll be right back to Long Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Tory Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors.
Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I of an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Their classes coming up in July, Saturday the 20th and Monday the 22nd. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And thanks for tuning in here. We are back. And again, you just heard the Client of the Week segment there, that last segment. If you miss any of this information on Long-Term Care Radio, we have the podcast available on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. So we've got, our website, we've got all our classes on there. And again, let's refresh everybody on those classes. We've got three classes coming up in July. Believe it or not, we've smoked through June.
It's a good time, though, because there's a lot of kids out of school and everything.
Yeah, last class was just yesterday. And we've got Saturday, July 20th. That's going to be a 9 a.m. kickoff. That's just our basic long-term care planning class, our 101 class. So anybody can come to that. I don't care. You're going to learn about asset base. You're going to learn. We're going to touch on traditional plans, which are the pay-as-you-go.
Even if you can't make it to the asset-based class and you're interested in those asset-based plans, come to the class on Saturday because you'll learn about it anyway.
Well, and quite frankly, a lot of people will ask us, do I need to come to both classes? No, not at all. It's just that we're going to cover a little bit more information on the regular long-term care class because we're going to include traditional plans. And on the asset-based class, we're going to cover the same information, but we're going to leave out the traditional, and we're just going to have a couple more examples on the asset-based. But we focus on those asset-based type and hybrid-type plans in both classes, so you will learn on either one of these classes. It's just our regular class is Saturday, 9 o'clock. That's July 20th. And then we have one coming up on the 22nd at 10 a.m. And that is a special, just basically asset-based class designed for people that are planning on self-insuring.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're really saying there is, like, you know, we're not even going to discuss the traditional. And what I mean by traditional is that's the plan where I'm paying a monthly or annual premium, and it's just use it or lose it, right? I don't go on claim. The money's just gone. They've been around forever. And we just don't talk about those. We focus in on the asset base and the hybrid plans, which they have one thing in common. They are all going to pay us back whether we use them or not. So that is the class. That's the difference between the classes. And that class, the asset-based class, Monday morning at 10 a.m. And then also on the 31st, that's a Wednesday, another 10 a.m. class. That is a very limited class. That class is probably going to fill up because we're going to limit that to about, you know, a third of the numbers that we do on a regular class, because we're going to focus on how do you fund an asset-based plan using qualified funds, or what we call retirement accounts, so money that has not been taxed. The problem, if I go out there and take $100,000 out of my 401k or my IRA, I've got to count that as income this year, right? Mm-hmm. So my income, I got to pay taxes on $100,000 plus all the other money I make. Well, what this class is going to show you how to do is we're going to take that $100,000 and really treat it as a rollover. So we're going to move it from one IRA, so to speak, to another IRA, which is going to be a funding vehicle for one of these asset-based plans. The insurance company takes care of all the paperwork. They do everything. But what they're essentially going to do is report the distributions to the IRS over 10 years. So if I take $100,000 out, I'm not getting a 1099 for $100,000 this year. I'm getting 1099s for the next 10 years. And what that's going to do is allow you to spread out the taxes on that money. You get the benefits of buying a lump sum policy today, which means you get more insurance for your money. And the greatest thing about these things I just love is that they count towards your required minimum distribution. So mm-hmm. if I'm coming up on age 70, I've got to pull money out of my retirement account. You can essentially have long-term care insurance. You don't have to pull any more money out of your retirement account. We're just repositioning some of that money. So that is a very special class on the 31st. And again, if you have your money in retirement accounts, that's the class you want to come to, if that's where the money's going to come to fund one of these asset-based long-term care plans. And all that information is available on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com, right there on the homepage. You'll just sign up for one of the classes. And then right below that, you're going to see radio question of the week submission tab. Click on that if you have a question for us. This week, we got a question from James up in Bellingham. And
I love this question because we were actually kind of talking about this earlier in the show.
Yeah, it's a great question. And we get a lot of these similar questions like this in the classes as well, too. So this is just a way for us to share these questions with our listeners when they send them down to us. But basically, James wants to know, how does the insurance company determine how much money I get when I go on claim? And what services can you spend that money on? So, again, he is thinking of it as medical insurance, right? Mm-hmm. The company's deciding what kind of services I can get and how much I can spend on that, right? Because they've negotiated care contracts, and that is not the way long-term care works.
Yeah, people need to separate that out because the thing with long-term care insurance is it is much more free in that sense.
Well,
you're in control much more than you are with your medical insurance.
There's just two complete different things here, James. So what happens is the insurance company is not determining how you're going to spend your money. They're not determining how much money you get. You determine that because you set your plan up. So my plan says I get $8,000 a month for an unlimited amount of time. My plan says it grows by 3% a year. So that $8,000 is growing by 3%. So when I go on claim, if I went on claim today, I could pull $8,000 a month out of my plan forever. Now, the insurance company doesn't say, well, you're 52, you can only have six of that, or you can only have seven of it, or you can only have five of it. They're going to say, no, you got $8,000. That's what the contract is. So what happens is I go on claim. Now, the services that it pays for, those are what we call qualifying expenses. The IRS has determined that. That is the same with all insurance carriers. And so if I call somebody in like a home health care agency, they're going to know what the qualifying expenses are, right? I can't pay to have my yard mowed, but I can pay for light housekeeping. It pays for custodial care, the help we need through the day, the light housework, the bathing, dressing, transferring, the meal preparation. even with personal care, things like going through your mail.
Grocery shopping,
things like that, if I'm in my home. Now, James, once I move into a facility, which is what we were talking about today earlier on the show, the different types of facilities, your long-term care insurance is going to pay for all those costs because everything that they're providing you in that facility essentially falls under the umbrella of long-term care. And there's a big advantage to that. That's why, like, when my grandma moved into the facility, it's like, you know what? The facility has a swimming pool. They've got a movie theater. They've got all these things. They have the cafeteria. They prepare meals. All that just falls under the bill because it's like, you know, $7,000 a month. Your long-term care insurance will cover that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not determining how much money you get when you go on claim. They're simply looking at the contract. You determine that when you put a plan in place. And think of that. What we talk about in our classes, long-term care insurance, simply put, is a bucket of money. It's a bucket of cash that I can reach into. So you've got this big bucket of cash. You decided how big that bucket of cash is. It could be, you know, a couple $100,000, or it could be an unlimited amount of money. And then the other thing that you decided is, how much money can I take out of that bucket of cash every single month? So is that $2,000 a month I can take out, or four, or six, or eight, or 12? You're in control of all that. That's what determines your long-term care policy. That is what gives us the coverage, so to speak. So when I go on claim, my contract says $8,000 a month right now. I can spend up to $8,000 a month on long-term care services.
And you get to choose the service that you're using. So if you're, you know, wanting, you know, I have heard bad things about this home care agency. I want to pick this one, even though they're more expensive. That's okay. You get the freedom to choose that.
Yeah, there's no network, right? Mm-hmm. You were talking about this. Yeah. I'm not like either in network or out of network with long-term care. So I can use one of the national home care agencies, or I can use a local one. What long-term care does is most all of them, like our best plan out there, they have what they call a concierge service. You call them. They're there to guide you and help you. And so like my grandmother needed physical therapy in her home for, you know, a couple hours a week, 2 days a month, 2 days a week initially. And so, you know, you're going to call around and you could just jump on Google and figure that out. Or you can call your 800 number and get what they call a claims concierge that's going to be sitting there saying, well, as a case manager, they're going to be able to look at this and say, look, these are the companies in your area that provide this type of services. These guys have excellent ratings. You can interview whoever you want. You can use whoever you want. What they're simply going to do is come out and provide the services for you, give you a bill, and send a copy of that bill to the insurance company. The insurance company says, hey, you have $8,000 to spend. You spent $6,000. They're going to write you the check for the full $6,000. If you spent $10,000 and your policy goes up to $8,000, they're going to send a check for the full $8,000, and you'll make up the difference. So what you're basically buying, James, is a bucket of money and a pension, so to speak, that turns on to allow you to pay for care. And so that is why we're talking about these different types of facilities. One of the hardest things we do when we're designing a plan is say, gosh, how much do I need?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. But I know one thing. I don't have anybody that wishes they had less long-term care insurance when they go on claim. I've
exactly.
never met that person yet that says, oh, you know what? I bought too much long-term care insurance.
Well, and the idea of long-term care insurance is to keep you in control of your care options. So that's allowing you to pick, you know, I only have $8,000 a month, but I want to go into this facility because that's where I want to be, and I have the additional money to do it.
That's right.
So you have control. And a lot of things with these continuing care centers, and we actually get questions like this often, you know, how does this work? Well, I've actually gotten calls from people saying, I would like to get long-term care insurance because this is going to allow me to get bumped up on the list for this one continuing care center that I want to move into.
Mm-hmm.
Because having a long-term care plan means that they know that as the facility that they're going to have guaranteed income.
Yeah, let's expand on that point right there. What Madeline's talking about is that, you know, a lot of these facilities, like the one my mother-in-law's in, there's a 3-year waiting list just to get into that facility. And a lot of them are taking deposits and a lot of them are requiring the stuff. And one of the things they're looking at is financials. And we have a client that's a manager of one of these bigger facilities on Mercer Island. And she says, look, you know, the truth of the matter is if someone's applying to move into here, we're going to look at a lot of factors, but one of them is finances. And if they tell us they have long-term care insurance and they have a lifetime benefit, that's what she was so excited about, and that was the plan she put in place for herself, lifetime benefit, she goes, they're going to get a gold star by their name because we know that there's going to be this source of income coming in versus the guy that has $4 million. Well, who's really the executor of that estate?
Who's
managing
the money?
Who's writing the checks? What if they decide that, you know, Pops doesn't need this nice of a place, and so they're just going to be harder to get the money? And so they're looking at it as long-term care insurance is designed just that. It's provide a pension. It provides you and your family the permission to get the level of care that you deserve. Because guess what? I'm not having to sell a family heirloom here. I'm not trying to sell the second home. I'm not having to wipe through all my savings. It's like I have got a source of funds to pay for the best level of care that I can get. That's what we're going to use the long-term care insurance for.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives you and your family both permission to get that care. And it gives a lot of these facilities that peace of mind that, hey, if you move in here, we know that you have got a ongoing stream of income coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And with these new asset-based plans, what's so great about it is, you know, you're going to get that stream of income if you have a traditional plan. But with these asset-based plans, if you never get there and you never use it, that money wasn't wasted. It goes back to the estate to protect it. So I think that's just, you know, there's just a lot of things that go into long-term care planning, but people get confused about this is not medical insurance. It's just think of it as a pension. It is a bucket of money that's going to pay for care for you when you need it, and you decide how much money you get to pull out of your bucket. That's the big thing that we want to do. And I think that, you know, the idea of medical insurance right now, we know, because if I'm mm-hmm. in retirement, I move on to Medicare, there's very strict rules, right? They're telling you what you can do. You got to go see a specialist. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do that. If your plan of care says, hey, I need physical therapy, you don't have to go to a specialist to get that. You can call up and get the physical therapy, and you can turn it in, and the long-term care insurance is going to pay for that because it's part of your plan of care.
And it's qualified.
And that is a distinct difference there. So we appreciate that question. If you have a question for us, just go to our website at 525longtermcare.com, sign up for one of the classes, and send us a question there while you're there. And again, lots of information on our website. You're going to see reviews, everything we talk about, difference between asset-based plans, hybrid, all that information is there as well, too. We've got three classes coming up in July. So again, book up on those, especially if you want to come to the one on the 31st of July. I know that seems a long ways away, but it's just next month. Look up, sign up for that one for the retirement accounts, because that's going to be a very small class so that we can answer everybody's questions. We appreciate everybody tuning in, and have a great, wonderful weekend. We'll be back next week with another new show at Long Term Care Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and Long Term Care Radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.